pray. Father God, we give you thanks for those powerful words. That you are our refuge and our help in times of trouble. And we pray that right now, that your words can speak to all of us. And all of us can hear from you now, Father. Amen.
Amen.
Well, so much of that psalm really speaks of the world today, doesn't it? Nations being in uproar. And yet, so much of it seems difficult to understand. So much of it seems difficult to believe. The thought that God brings an end to all wars, when we see so much on the news about wars and fighting, especially this week. But do we see God as our refuge? The psalm focuses on God is the one, how God is the one whom can make us safe. What do we think the opposite of safe is? Well, it's tempting to say unsafe, but that's perhaps a bit too easy. The opposite to safe is being vulnerable, in danger, in harm, and being unprotected. And in spite of that, God is a God who wants us to be safe and says, come to me, and he will be our refuge. And yet around the world, there are Christians living in situations that are unsafe. People right now who are meeting to worship, not in the way that we can, are having to meet underground and in secret rooms. What comfort those words must be. God is our refuge, an ever-present help in times of trouble. And it's so difficult for us sometimes to be true to those words, isn't it? To really remember that. And remember that he's an ever-present help in times of trouble. There's so often other things we look to for our help. And the psalm makes it clear that there will be trouble. I mean, why would the psalmist talk about an ever-present help in times of trouble if there was never going to be any trouble? Jesus himself says, in this world you will have trouble. But take heart, for I've overcome the world. This is not sugarcoating anything. This is making it clear we will face problems, we will face difficulties. We've all been there. And here we have God's word telling us our God is a refuge, an ever-present help in those times of trouble. And in spite of that trouble, God is there to shield us and protect us. And you might read those words and think, really? Where was God this week? You might even ask the question, where was God in Syria this week? Where was God in my life when that was happening? Yet when we look more deeply into it, we realize he's with us all the time and always there for us. And right through this passage, there's references to God's protection. Verse 5, God is within her and she will not fall. God will help her at the break of day. Verse 7, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And then verse 9, he makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. It's all about God bringing peace. That peace that passes understanding. But I mean, it's so hard to make sense of that. Especially when we look at the news this week and we read verse 9. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. And we think, how can this be true? How can this be real? But then, of course, it means, what do we think of when we think of God being our refuge? The word refuge is the Hebrew meaning for the word shelter, a place in a storm. And the question is, where do we turn to in difficult times? Do we always remember God as being the ever-present help? Is it because he wasn't there? Or is it actually because we didn't choose to turn to him? We didn't choose to seek him. Because there's all sorts of shelters we can go to, especially when there's a storm or when it's raining, there's all different shelters we can go to. But does that mean it stops raining? It just means we're under shelter. And every other form of protection can be breached, but not God, our refuge. The meaning of the Hebrew word refuge is a place of shelter. It doesn't mean that God removes us from all the storms in our lives, but he shelters us when we're in the midst of them. And yes, sometimes we wish that he would just take all our problems away. That'd be so much easier, wouldn't it? And actually, God comes into the storm and he's there with us. Our refuge and our ever-present help in times of trouble. It doesn't always feel like it, though, does it? It doesn't always feel like God is protecting us. And as I said, there are times in our lives when we turn to it, when we go to him and say, "Where were you, God? Where were you when that was happening? Why did you let me go through all of that?" But what is our expectation of God as our refuge? Doesn't necessarily mean all our problems go away. I wonder if you feel that you come into church and we start singing in your presence, our problems disappear. And actually you're thinking, I'm not sure about that. Or is it actually God gives us peace? God helps us to face our problems and face our difficulties. And the word refuge calls attention to sin and the wreckage that it causes. In the Old Testament, there's lots of references to this. Sometimes it's a threat that's physical. Seeking refuge from a rainstorm in Job 24. Seeking shade from a hot sun in Judges 9. Protection from adversaries in Psalm 61. And then sometimes the threat that's spiritual or emotional. Psalm 31, a refuge from shame. And Psalm 142, refuge from loneliness. But in all these cases, the Bible's use of the word refuge reminds us of the world that we live in. A world wrecked by sin. A world full of brokenness. And sometimes, if we're all honest, we cause a lot of our own problems ourselves, don't we? And yet when those troubles come, it says in God's word that he's an ever-present help in times of trouble. And we have a choice. The choice of whether we turn to him or not. Supposing you go into work tomorrow and it's just a really difficult day. Everyone that speaks to you is giving you a hard time. People are gossiping. People seem to be out to get you. And you're thinking, I've had enough of this. You're thinking, I can't deal with this any longer. Or perhaps those difficult conversations you have with people in your family or your friends, and you think, this is just so difficult. What am I going to do? And it's at that point that we have a choice to make. Where do we turn to when things are difficult? What's our first thought? Or perhaps you know that tomorrow is going to be difficult, or next week's going to be difficult. You know you're going to face difficult things. Are we laying it before God? And saying, God, I want you to be my ever-present help. And choosing him to help us to bring us through those times. And do we turn to him when life gets difficult? Or do we actually turn to other things to try and help us? And then afterwards, when things have gone wrong, we look back and we realize we didn't turn to him. Or maybe we even look to blame him. As I said, we know that there's possibilities of us being faced with dangerous, difficult situations. I mean, Jesus led the disciples into the boat, knowing full well there was a violent storm. Knowing they were going to face a storm. But Jesus knew that he was with them, and they would be okay. Sometimes our lives are like that. We wonder, God, why have you brought me through this? Why have you put me into this situation? A bit like the disciples must have been when they were on that boat. When that storm was building up, and actually, Jesus was with them. And when we step into God's will, we must trust that we might face difficult situations. But as it says in Romans chapter 8, if God is with us, who can be against us? Our God is a refuge and ever-present help in times of trouble. And no matter what our circumstances might be, our safest place will always be to be with God, our refuge and our ever-present help. Not only does he shelter us in these most difficult situations, but because a life in God's will means protection and the assurance of eternal life, being saved from the consequences of our sin. That is the greatest protection we could have, isn't it? Being protected from the consequences of our own sin by accepting to have him as our saviour. God is our refuge through all times. When we choose to accept him, that doesn't mean he takes all the storm away, but he parachutes himself in to help us out. Always like to look at it like that way. We'd like him to take everything away, but instead he comes in and helps us. And afterwards we're so grateful that he did. You know, perhaps we look back and say, I wouldn't want to go through that experience again, but in a way I'm glad I did. Because it helped us to appreciate God being our refuge all the more. So we might ask the question, how do I make God my refuge? If I choose to go him in times of trouble, how do I make him my refuge? By accepting him and by going to him first before anything else. Choosing to turn to him straight away. Not as our last resort, but as our first port of call. What's the first thing you think about when you wake up in the morning? It's a discipline I'm trying to turn myself to. For thinking about turning to God's word first thing. And choosing him to be our first port of call. To turn to him in all our situations, to give them before him and say, Lord, I can't deal with this at the moment, but I know that you can. God is our refuge and our ever-present help in times of trouble. Yes, God wants to be our refuge. God wants to be our safe help in times of trouble, but far more than that. He wants to be our place in the good times and the bad times. It shouldn't just be a help in times of trouble, but also someone to praise when things are going well. Someone to be thankful to. God wants us to come to him to accept his love and forgiveness. To be in his family. And not to run from him. But all to turn to him and know that he is our refuge. He is our ever-present help. So we come back to this idea of God being the one to help us. And let's ask ourselves the question, what is our attitude in times of trouble? What is our attitude when things go wrong? Do we look at it as a mountain that can never be conquered? Do we become bitter about it? Or do we turn to God and say, I want you to be my help. Help that's always there for us. It's a challenge for all of us. Are we going to turn to him each day and in every situation, good or bad, and give it over to him? Our attitude so often can be, I'm facing this thing coming up this week or whatever it might be, and we might just say, Lord, I just want to get through it. I just want to sort of, you know, things not to go too badly. Or do we say, Lord, I'm trusting you to bless me through this. And that can be the hardest thing to say. Thinking something's just a hurdle to be overcome, a box to be ticked. Or is it something to say, Lord, I want to see you do something powerful through this. Sometimes it's because our expectations are not, that's not our expectation. What is our expectation of God? I was visiting someone about 4 years ago now, and he had real problems with his back, and he was almost bedbound by that stage. And he'd really been struggling for a long time, and he said to me, at least I know I won't have this problem in heaven. You know, whatever problems we might be facing in this life, when we choose to accept him as our Savior, we have a promise of a life beyond this one being far greater. The blessings of God. That song we sung just a moment ago, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Do we truly believe those words? That because he lives, we can face tomorrow, face everything that there is in front of us. And right at the end of this psalm, right at the end of Psalm 46, we hear a wonderful and powerful instruction. Because we can have so much going on and we can forget to turn to God. Forget to come before him. Because we'd be so busy about what we're doing rather than thinking about why we're doing it. In Psalm 46 verse 10, be still and know that I am God. How often are we still before God? How often do we so full of worry, so full of struggles, that we forget to take a moment to be still and know that he is God? The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And if we've got so many other things going on, isn't it great to come back before him and know he's bigger than all of that? Our ever-present help in times of trouble. Taking time to reflect that God is in control and giving situations over to him. That's not always an easy thing to do. We don't like giving up control, do we? And yet it's liberating to give things over to God. So what do we choose to be our refuge in our lives today? I just wonder. Something for us all to think about. What is the storm in our lives today? What is that thing in our lives that actually we need to come before God and say, I want you to be my help through this? We want to say, Lord, I know there's other things I've been putting in your place. There's other things I've been turning to. And I just want to say, Father, I want you to be my refuge, my ever-present help. And as we come to communion in a moment, I'd like to encourage you as we take part in communion, if you've got things that you want to bring before God, if you've got things you want to say, Lord, I need your help with this. I need to bring this before you. I want you to be my refuge through this. And take this opportunity, as we have communion in a moment, to do that. To bring it before God. And say, I want you to be my refuge and my help in times of trouble. I'd like to ask the musicians to come back. And as we prepare to come to communion, we're going to sing, Before the Throne of God Above, I have a strong and perfect plea.